Janusz Hajnal, Italy's-Hungarian painter of religion. After the end of World War II, it became clear for the Hungarian middle class longing for a Western-style democratic society that
things which will take a turn for the worse once again.
From the Nazi dictatorship, the country was marching towards another, a communist dictatorship. Many decided to leave the country, especially those who already had direct knowledge of the West from earlier times.
Janusz Hajnal's career started in an art community in Kecskemét in 1929-30.
His colleagues advised him that he should look up their master, Vilmos Abanovák. He was called Father, who lived up to this nickname. He sometimes financially supported this young man during apprenticeship. The painter of the heroes, Gaten Szeged, was also mindful not to place him in an uncomfortable situation when in need of help. For example, when the father purchased his funeral sermon, made of wax, said that you never know when you will need a funeral sermon. Hajnal, the admirer of Italian art, walked to Florence from Hungary. He left for Rome to attend the academy and he was accepted straight to the second year. After spending a year and a half, he returned home and left for Northern Europe. He continued his studies at the Frankfurt and later at the Stockholm Academy. He wanted to attend the classes of István Szőnyi at the University of Fine Arts. It was again Abanovák who helped him with signing up to his school by buying his paintings. Abanovák was also the main drive, as he mentioned in an interview later, in his life that Hajnal settled with the interest of working in church-related art. Giovanni Hajnal always talked about Abanovák with love and
utmost respect.
He suffered from stomach cancer and, as a consequence, he said, he didn't look like a monumental Egyptian statue anymore. Hajnal finished some of his art pieces in Székesfehérvár, Pannonhalma, and at the Millennial Chapel. Regnum Marianum. Hajnal arrived to Rome in 1848. As he mentioned, he wasn't received with Arcus Triumphalis. After an exhibition on the island of Capri, his first significant recognition came with an exhibition in Rome. The background story, as he said, was that once he went to the Sistine Chapel and he observed Michelangelo's paintings, the history of creation, images of prophets and sibyls on the ceiling while lying on the marble floor. His enthusiasm was noticed by the permissive usher. He recommended that Hajnal should have his art accepted by a committee. 1950 will be a sacred year. There is a committee that evaluates the art that is submitted and made for the event by different artists. He should bring his own art to show them. At that time, he worked as a laborer near Rome in Bellegra, renovating a
church that had been damaged during the war.
It was there when he received the career-changing news that
all of his pieces had been accepted for the exhibition.
And, to top it off, a pittore ungherese Hajnal, a Hungarian painter Hajnal, was provided his own separate exhibition hall. His works, such as
Christ's Arrival in Jerusalem,
brought him great success. From this point, his career took an upswing. He was commissioned to create the mosaic on the new arch and newly built temple of San Leone Magno on the Via Prenestina. The theme was the depiction of the most important events of the end times of the Roman Empire, the meeting of Pope Great Saint Leo and Attila, the King of Huns. The glass windows showed the Ten Commandments. I render the people, families, work, and the church in the Azione Cattolica, he noted later. Italian literature refers to an interesting political context, Pope Leo's successful battle against the barbarian Huns. Even today, the mentioning of Huns has a pejorative understanding in the West. It was a symbolic depiction of Pope Pius's 12th battle against the whip of Marxism. The young, decent, talented, and Christian painter was an ideal choice for the commissioned work. Here is when the career ends. As per an Italian custom after Hajnal's death, his funeral was held at the place of his commissioned work at the age of 97 in 2010. In 1955, Giovanni Hajnal was commissioned by the Fabbrica del Duomo in Milan to create the lead-iron windows of the right and left upper side windows behind the facade of the dome that measured 35 square meters. The third one depicted
the Holy Trinity.
The almost 6 meters high windows portray Gothic religious themes, the division of Judaism and Christianity, but at the same time they emphasize their same origins and similar spirit. True to religious customs, the church is represented by a female figure with a crown on her head with cross in her hand. She is surrounded by the symbolic figures of the gospel, the angel, eagle, bull, and the lion with wings. The theme of the left-hand side window is the synagogue that is impersonated by a title-headed veiled woman with covered eyes. It is between Abel and Cain, with the 6 days of creation on the upper frame. The Santa Maria Maggiore is one of the 7 main churches. According to a legend, Pope Liberius marked off the layout plan of the church as per the Virgin Mary's appearance in the snow that fell in August. It was designed with 9 mathematical units with the baby Jesus in the middle as the only square unit. A blue-robed Mary figure dominates the vertical beam with godlike symbols above, circle, pigeon. To the left, we see the 2 stone tablets of the 10 Commandments and the menorah and the cross. They serve functional purposes as well. They partially cover the dividing lead strips. He said after the blessing of his rose window, "The religious art is my profession with conviction. This gives me the chance to talk about men and their problems. I think art is sacred only when the person immerses his life in it."